Welcome to this episode number 3 for the Kevin and Shane of Photography Podcast. Okay, this is a gift that the name might change, but we're getting into a 10-part series of starting your photography business. Not geared to just getting started, it's kind of more how we got started in our journey and how we're able to help you along the way with tips of what to do, what not to do. So even if you've been in the photography world for a while, this is still going to be applicable to you. So maybe there's some tips and things that you would be able to apply. And then also, if you're just a client listening in, checking in about who we are, what we do. So we run a photography business that we've been doing for quite a few years now, and we love it. We know all the ins and outs of our business. So we're here putting together these episodes for you. And I say we, but it's mainly going to be me making these podcasts. I go over them with Shayna, we review them together, but I'm the one who likes to sit in front of the camera and speaking. So we're going to be getting into a topic today that comes from last week, which we talked a little about. I talked about how family photography is one of the easiest niches, in our opinion, to get started in, and it's profitable. So today we're going to be diving into 3 points about why family photography equals profit. Okay, that's what today is about. So there's so many good things that come from getting started into family photography, but it's not for everybody. So we're going to talk a bit about that today. And so let's talk about it. Family photography and why that equals profit. So the first point we're getting into is this: family photography is lucrative. Okay, we're going to talk about 3 different things today. That's our number one. Family photography is lucrative. Now, one of the things that I think for a reason for that is there is a huge demand for family portraits, and I don't think that's ever going to change. And the reason for that is because families change, families grow, and families want to remember the memories that they have together, especially parents and especially the mom. They're going to want pictures of their kids. And I've mentioned this in the last few episodes because I believe that this is important if you have a family. Now, I'll think of my family for a second. We have me and my wife, we have 3 kids. One's a 10-year-old son, 7-year-old daughter, 3-year-old son. Now, a year ago, my 3-year-old could barely talk. And a year before that, he couldn't even walk yet, or maybe he was just starting to walk and run. But our family grows so quickly that you're going to miss out on those different changes of, okay, we're going to see them when they're a 2-year-old, we want to see them when they're a 3-year-old, and then from 3 to 5, they change so much. So it's important for a family that they don't want to miss out on these memories. And of course, we have so many pictures in our phone and so many things you can post on social media to remember things that way. But there is something special and there is something unique about having a family portrait. You know, having those printed, putting them on your wall. And even if it's the same time each year, like a family photos, for example, fall photos, when the leaves are changing, that's a very busy time for us. So even if you get the same fall pictures each year, you're still able to reflect and see that your family grows and changes each year. Or maybe each year it's a different location. So even if you get those same family portraits each year, you know, you could try have candid ones, have laughing ones, have obviously different types, but you're going to be able to look and see that your family has grown and has changed. And you don't need to miss out on those memories by going and getting family portraits. So there's a big emotional attachment. And we've gone through situations as well where we've taken pictures for family. And I say we, but it's Shayna who takes the pictures. So I do all the background stuff. She is the one who works with the family. She does the editing. She takes the pictures for them. So it's actually her who's working the family. So I say we, but we do the business together, but she takes the pictures. So she's had moments where she's been with families where they knew that a certain family member had only so much time left to live, or they knew that, you know, somebody in their family got some kind of illness. So they want to make sure that they capture moments, you know, maybe before they have to go through treatment, or maybe before they know they only have so much time left. So Shayna's been able to capture these special moments for people so they can remember their family together. Now, it's a privilege to be able to do that, to be able to have a business that you can actually provide something for someone that years later they're going to remember and be very thankful for. And they've expressed that gratitude to Shayna for her being able to do that for them. There is a deeper root for these family photos. You get to play that important role of capturing memories for people. That's the whole purpose of a wedding photographer. Okay, they have a happy day of their wedding that's happening and they want to capture those moments, so they hire a wedding photographer. So that's been an amazing thing that we've been able to take part of by having these specific families and stories throughout our years of being able to capture a specific time with a family and knowing what's to come. And I think that kind of ties into the overarching theme here of why family photography equals profit, because that's how business works. You're solving a problem for someone by providing a service for them. And in this case, they're wanting to capture memories, emotional moments that they can take and look at months later, years later. So them paying you to provide the service is a great exchange. And that's the whole point of a business. It should be a win-win for everybody. You're taking your time and your expertise to capture their moments that they're going to be able to enjoy for the rest of their life. That's a very neat thing. So that's why the photography business is very profitable that way, because there's a big emotional attachment to these pictures that are being taken. So that's why family photos, it is lucrative in that sense. Now, point number two is family photography can help transition you into different markets, different types of photography. Now, I'll say this because family photography is not for everyone. Not everybody wants to take pictures with families. Now, they're not easy to deal with. They can be at times, but you have to try to get kids together looking at the same time, and then they're distracted. You're trying to get them focused, trying to get mom and dad focused, but you're trying to make sure that the parents aren't talking to their kids and telling them to stop talking or goofing around. So then you're trying to tell the parents to, okay, no, you guys need to look at the camera, let the photographer, you know, direct the kids. And so it's up to the photographer to make sure that everyone is smiling, posing, having fun, and doing those candid pictures. But that's not easy for anyone to do. Now, we have three kids at home. So our oldest son is a pretty wild one. So we're comfortable with pretty much any type of family. Well, I say we again, but Shayna going out and taking these pictures with family. So our son was pretty wild as a young kid, and he's, you know, he's kind of matured from that, which is nice. But so because she's had that experience, you know, pretty much any other kid that we deal with is pretty easy, I guess, in comparison. So when she's working with a family, again, I say that's why it's not for everybody. She has that expertise and that experience as a mom, you know, and now having three kids. So she knows how to keep those kids focused. So that's one area that might be difficult for somebody who's never really dealt with kids, but you basically just have to make animal noises and be a little bit crazy while you're taking pictures and keep them occupied. So there is an art to that. But the way that you can diversify into those different markets through family photography is that families communicate, families hang out together, the kids have friends, the moms hang out because their kids all have things in common. So when you do pictures for a family and they post those pictures and they, you know, they have them on social media, or they're going to be talking with other families, they're going to say, hey, we had our pictures done last night. Oh, who was the photographer? And maybe they've been looking for family pictures, and they reach out to you now. They see their pictures that you've taken on social media, so people are going to reach out, and they're going to say, yeah, Shayna Fern Photography took these pictures. And there's a ripple effect of referrals that come from families. And the way that's going to help you get into different markets is with a family that's growing, you know, that mom's going to have maternity pictures. If they're going to be expecting another baby, they're going to have maternity pictures. That's going to turn into a newborn session. And then someone in their family is going to be getting married. They're going to reach out to you, or somebody's going to get engagement pictures. And you meet more people that way, and you expand into different markets very quick that way. So that's why family photography, we believe is one of the main foundational markets to start with as a photographer. Now, in family photography, could also get repetitive. So that's where you have to switch things up. So kind of how it works for us is there's busy seasons with families, the fall time, the spring time, you know, Christmas minis. But during the summertime, we're going to be out doing more weddings. That's wedding seasons. So you can focus on the different markets. But if you start with families, you're always going to have returning clients as well. So that's something that I'll talk in the next point here that we're going to get into, which building a profitable business model with family photography is easy to do. You can structure your packages. I'm not going to get fully into structuring packages. That might be a different episode for a different day. But if you've established a market in family photography, you're going to be able to say, hey, I do a 30-minute session, a 45-minute session, and a 60-minute session, okay? And each package is going to have different images for each of those packages with different amounts. And how you're going to be able to use that model is each family is different. You may have a young family who has maybe just one child, you know, maybe it's 1 5-year-old or something like that. They can do a 30-minute session and not have to worry about, oh, we're going to need more time because they're not going to have more kids to pose and things like that. So you can have a 30-minute session to target that type of family. And then you can have your 45-minute to an hour session as maybe they have more kids. So there's going to be more time in between of trying to get them paying attention and working, you know, and going to different location spots at your throughout your shoot. It's going to take a bit more time. There's more kids moving along. So those would be kind of the three models that you can base it off of and let them pick and choose which one they're going to want to take. And you as the photographer, it's your job to have the expertise and say, yeah, you're going to get a great session in 30 minutes. I'm very quick. I'm very good at what I do. And they're going to have confidence in you knowing that you're going to carry that out. So if you're not able to do, you know, a mini session or a session in 30 minutes, that's something to get good at. You'll get good at those things as you move along. And then you're also able to offer a package for an additional charge for extended families. As an example, maybe they want to bring grandma and grandpa. They want to bring, you know, aunt and uncle with their cousins or whatever. That's another way that you can give an option. Yeah, I do an extended family package for this much, because again, you're dealing with more people in a picture. It's going to take more time. And it doesn't necessarily mean you have to give more images in that amount of time, because you know you're going to be directing and guiding more. And with that business model, I touched on this, of the business model for family photography, is you are going to continually have referrals. If you, let's say as an example, if you only did weddings, you know, that's also very lucrative, and there's people that do that, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. Some people actually aspire to want to get into weddings only. For family photography though, let's say you're like, I only want to do family photography. And again, it could be one of many different types that you do. But if you only did family photography, you're still going to have return clients every year, even if your prices increase, because they trust you, they've worked with you, you know, they know that you're good with their kids, that they can keep them paying attention, you're having fun doing the pictures, you know, they had a blast doing it. So they're going to come back sometimes multiple times per year, maybe it's every year. So you're able to build a returning client base, I guess, if I could word it that way. You have a customer base of clients that return each year that you know you can count on. So it's a way to have predictable income in your business as well. So that's very important. You're going to have a lot of referrals and growing families, and it's just such a good foundational business. So for us, that is one of the key areas that we focus on at certain times throughout the year. So in summary of these three points, family photography equals profit. So the points being, one, family photography is lucrative. Two, family photography can help diversify into different markets. And three, family photography, you can build a profitable business model with it. So in summary of all those points, just to kind of back up. So when you're providing a service for family photography, always remember that emotional aspect to the pictures that you're working with. Okay, these are real families that are hiring you for a service to capture memories. If they just wanted, you know, a basic family photo, you can do that. You can set up your phone on a tripod and go do that. But they want the experience. And I'll say this, it's mainly on the mom's side, the wife's side of things. You know, that's something that they love and enjoy. And it's usually us dads, the husbands, that, you know, kind of get dragged along and we're like, oh, photos. But there's been many times that if you're a great photographer who has a passion in what they do, sometimes even the dads and husbands after, like, you know, that wasn't that bad. We had a great, great time. And, you know, and their wife gets to put those pictures on the wall and have to see their kids there. And they love that. It's their Christmas cards. They use it for everything. So remember that emotional aspect of the service you're providing as a photographer. That's going to set you apart from other people who may just be doing it for income. And that's fine. You know, go dabble in it, make it a hobby, make some money on the side, take pictures. But you're going to see the difference between a person who understands the emotional side of a photographer taking pictures and what that means to a family. So keep that in mind. And I would say that go out and start with family photography if you're new. If you're an expert in photography already, or you have that part that you've been in, continue doing it. Continue building your client base with families. It's a great way to have that recurring income and still be providing a great service. So our next episode that we're going to be talking about is, what are three things that we wish we did different starting in our photography business? That will be our next episode. And I hope you enjoyed this one. If you listened all the way to the end, I appreciate you sticking around, being part of this photography community, and we'll see you in the